The Pencil-Driven Life, a site built on the premise that a pencil is the right tool for examining your existence, mostly because it comes with an eraser.
Richard L. Fricks launches both the site's companion podcast and a foundational question from that podcast's first episode. What parts of the life you're living did you actually choose? And what parts arrived before you were old enough to ask?
Let's start with that inherited life and what it might mean to finally look at the marks.
The opening episode of The Pencil's Edge isn't about productivity or reinvention. It's about something quieter and harder, noticing how much of what we call my life was handed to us before we had any say.
The post frames it directly. Here's the line that sits at the center. By the time we are old enough to choose, much of the page has already been marked.
That's the real weight of it. The beliefs, the fears, the definitions of success and failure, they weren't chosen. They were absorbed. The post names religion, family pressure, cultural expectation, shame, and the need to appear responsible as just some of the sources.
And the post is careful to say this isn't a case against the past, which is the move that keeps it from collapsing into a self-help pep talk.
Right. The argument is that some inherited marks deserve to stay. A work ethic, a love of place, a sense of responsibility. Those can be genuinely yours, even if they arrived early. The question the post keeps returning to is whether something still fits, not where it came from.
So the pencil metaphor does real work here. It's not a wrecking ball.
Exactly. The post puts it this way. A pencil does not say destroy everything. A pencil says look closely. The practice it recommends is simple. Write the question at the top of a blank page, list what you've inherited, and then ask of each item, does this still belong?
One honest sentence. Not a 5-year plan, not a dramatic announcement, just one mark examined.
The post is also the launch of the Pencil's Edge podcast itself, so it doubles as a manifesto for the whole project. A quieter way to live, think, write, and begin again without needing to know the whole story first.
Which is either deeply reassuring or the most patient advice anyone has ever given. Probably both.
The closing invitation is to sit with one inherited belief and ask whether it still fits. That's where the next question lives.
Examining what you've inherited before you try to simplify anything, that's a slower kind of courage.
It is. And the pencil as a tool for revision rather than erasure is an idea worth sitting with. More from The Pencil-Driven Life next time.